Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and we want to thank you for staying with us today through Drive Radio with our good friend John Rush. Our lines are open, 303-477-5600. I heard a caller, Kevin, I believe it was, called into John's show that was doing some scouting. So, Kevin, if you're still listening and you want to tell us what you're up to and where you're scouting and if you're finding some animals, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Again, this is Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Good to have my co-host back, Red Merrill. Red's been out of town the last few weeks. Red, how are you?
Yes, I've been down in Texas. I've been scouting.
Yeah, you've been scouting.
I was down visiting the grandkids and stuff, and but I did go. I did go by one of our sponsors' places, at least pretty close, and they've been getting a little rain down there, so it ought to be nice.
Absolutely, we've got a great lineup for you today. We got Dan Johnson going to join us here just momentarily with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, talking to a couple of young people that just took their first bucks with QRS Outdoor Specialties, Tyler and Tatum. We're going to get to them momentarily here. Talking a little hog hunting today with Alan Schaffner from Lone Star Hunts. Austin Parr is going to join us from Discount Tackle. Brad Haddock's in studio with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Brad, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
As well as Paul Morgan. Paul, how are you, sir?
I am awesome in your presence.
We're going to be talking a little shooting here with Paul. So let's go to the phones real quick. Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, our sponsor for our show and makes our show possible. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How is everybody?
We're doing great, man. Beautiful day, and a beautiful day to buy a new Silverado.
Well, you're not kidding. It is gorgeous outside.
It absolutely is.
Any day is a good day to buy a Silverado. I love my truck, Dan.
That's good. You drive it to Texas and back?
I did drive it to Texas back, and going down, I averaged 22 miles to the gallon. Coming back, I averaged 17 and a half miles to the gallon.
Wow. Pretty good for a one-ton truck.
For a one-ton truck, I'm telling you what.
Absolutely.
That was good.
Well, Dan, what's happening today at Lynn Lyle? You got some deals going on?
Oh, yeah. We're in the middle of truck month, and we've done a bunch of Silverados today. We're having a good day. The deal's great. We got 0% up to 8,000 off, the two combined. And
sure.
You can't beat that.
No, absolutely. And I'll tell you, I love my truck. My neighbor had to borrow my truck last night to move something, and he came back, and he drives, I don't know, some kind of BMW.
Ford.
Yeah. No, he doesn't even have a truck. Yeah, he's worse than that. He doesn't even have a truck. And he's like, man, I did not know they made trucks like this today. So hopefully I can convert him over to Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. So, and one thing, too, and, I want to always let people know, while it's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, Dan has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Just had someone this last week that was over there and got a nice vehicle from you, and they actually live in Kansas. And this is probably the fourth or fifth car this group has purchased, because they cannot get the local dealer to do what Lynn Lyle Chevrolet does for them. And Dan, I think, met them in Colby and did the exchange with their car. They got their new car and on their way. So, and Dan, if people, have a little time especially, you can just about find a vehicle for them.
Well, I'll certainly try. I mean, I have a lot of outlets, auctions, all kinds of things, some, dealer-only online things where, we have a lot of cars available. So if it's out there, I'll find it for you. And I can show pictures and conditions and Carfaxes, and we can feel pretty good about buying it, so I'll try to find anything. I mean, we got all kinds of things. I'm sitting here looking at Jeeps, I'm looking at convertibles, I'm looking at all kinds of things out here. So we got a good variety. We got about 150 used cars.
Wow, that's great. Well, Dan, thanks again as always for helping us out with our show here, and thanks for just being a terrific partner for us. And if you're looking for a nice vehicle, now if you need a truck, I hear people calling John's show, Drive Radio, they got their Ford problems, they got their Dodge problems. Very few people call in with Chevrolet problems. So go out and check out the new Silverado, as Dan mentioned. A lot of great incentives going on there. It's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Ask for Dan, and I promise you he'll take care of you. So Dan, thank you very much, bud.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
All right. That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Now, these two young people we're fixing to have on next, So you can tell them from Texas, fixing.
Yes.
Fixing to have
that's
on
it.
Next. Okay. Just took their first bucks with our good friend Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties. And if you want to get into big game hunting and you want to have a great experience, QRS Outdoor Specialties is the call you need to make, and we'll give you that information momentarily. But let's go to the phones, and we have Tyler on the line. Tyler, first of all, thanks for holding for 10 minutes. We appreciate it. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. Well, tell me about your hunt, man.
So we started off, we got out of the truck. There was a ditch that they had been walking along, and we got down in there and laid up against it. And it was probably, I don't know, couple hours or so till we saw him come out, but we had sat there watching and everything, and there's probably eight to seven bucks that come out with him, come out of the bushes, and he was the fifth one back, and they crossed the ditch, or mine crossed the ditch, and come behind us, and we had to let about, there's probably about five or six in front of us that stayed, and we had to let them get on past.
Right.
So we turned around, got set up. He wouldn't turn to where we could get a good clean shot on him. So my uncle Q, he got him to turn. He's probably about 75-50 yards out. He turned. I took a couple deep breaths, couldn't believe I was about to do this, and then shot and dropped him about 75 yards, and then finished him off with another shot.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations.
Yeah, Tyler, is it hard to be patient and wait for the best shot like that?
Yeah, it kind of was. I was trying not to move too much or spook him, but.
Well, you got an uncle that knows how to get you into the animals. We know that. Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties. Again, if you're looking for a great big game hunt, Quentin also does mountain lion hunts. Really, if you just need to go hunting, Quentin can hook you up. 970-366-0004. 970-366-0004. You can check out the website, QRSOutdoors.com. Now, what caliber rifle were you shooting?
A 7mm.08.
Okay. And about 75 yards, huh?
Yes, sir. And the funnest part was the five or six deer that were in front of us, they wouldn't get out of the way. We were trying to get them to go. And in the meantime, my buck was 5 yards right behind us.
Oh, man.
So we were trying to be really quiet to get the other deer to go past.
Well, good deal.
Well, what kind of buck was it? How big was it?
He was an 8-point whitetail.
Yeah. All right, a whitetail. And this is on Split Rock Ranch up in Wyoming, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's a beautiful place. I haven't gotten to go there, but I've sure heard all about it.
Yeah, it's really fun up here. It's really pretty and nice.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Now I'm looking
I'm
at
showing Red a picture of your buck right now. So yeah.
Yep. That's
nice,
deer. Boy. That is a nice whitetail.
Thank you.
The first one I killed down in Texas was a spike. So you got a good deal there, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Well, good, bud. Well, congratulations. And I tell you what, I'll get some more information from your uncle, and we'll put you on our bragging gallery at sportsmanofcolorado.com, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, is Tatum there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Tatum. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We are doing wonderful. So let's hear about your experience.
Well, we're all just kind of like, the second we got out of the truck, we dropped into the ditch, and we just kind of laid up against it. And it was a couple hours before anything started moving, and then all of a sudden my buck popped out of nowhere. And I focused for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then I tried to shoot my first live bullet, but it didn't work. It was a dud, so it didn't ever work. And then we had to switch it really fast, and then I focused for another 5 minutes, and then I shot him, and he dropped. And then he just kind of laid there for about 10 minutes, and then we were able to go get him.
Well, that's good to wait like that, because sometimes if you shoot them and you run out there real quick, you know, you need to give them some time. So that was a smart thing on your part to do. And I'm looking at your picture here, but How many points was yours?
8.2.
Yeah, it looks, that is a nice rack on that one as well. So, again,
what's really cool about him is that one of his main beams broke, but if it didn't break, they would have touched together. And right now, they're about 2 inches apart.
Wow. Are you going to get it mounted?
Yes.
Put it in your room?
Yes.
All right, good deal.
And what kind of rifle were you shooting, Tatum?
A 7mm.08.
All right, so y'all were both. Did you shoot the same gun, or did you have separate guns?
We had separate guns.
All right, well, that's a good caliber.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, I got your picture, so I'll get a little more information from Quentin here this week, and we'll put you guys on our bragging gallery at Sportsman of Colorado. So thanks for sharing your story. Congratulations, and you're lucky to have such a great uncle.
Well, he's actually my dad.
Oh, your dad. Oh, you know what? I was sitting there talking about Tatum. You're right, and I knew that, Tyler. I'm sorry. I knew that. Or Tatum, I'm sorry. Was going back to Tyler's interview there, but no, and I knew that was your father. So when you're lucky to have such a great dad, I mean, your mom and dad are great people, and I consider them great friends of ours. So good luck and continued success in hunting, okay?
All right.
That's Tyler Smith, Tatum Kennedy, QRS Outdoor Specialties. As they mentioned, and Red and I, we hunt in Walden with Quentin. Great property there, Split Rock Ranch in Wyoming. Quentin just got some more property in Meeker. And so, again, if you're looking for a good hunt, give Quentin a call, 970-366-0004, and that's QRS Outdoor Specialties. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, a little hog hunting in Texas with our good friend Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. We'll be back right after this break.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet's 40th anniversary, and we've assembled over 150 pre-owned vehicles for our 40th birthday party. Save 50, 60, 70% of the vehicle's original cost new. And we have over 50 banks and credit unions giving you, our customers, special rates. Come by or check us out online, LynnLyleChevy.com.
The Dana Show, 6 p.m. weekdays on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Brad Haddock's in studio, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. You got any taxidermy questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600. And Paul Morgan's with us, and Paul will be coming up here in this next segment. Congratulations again to Tyler Smith, Tatum Kennedy, for their... Red, you remember your first time you killed a buck?
Yes, I did.
Telling you,
I was sitting
exciting.
In a tree stand down out of Glen Rose, Texas, and a little old spike buck came by about 80 yards away, and I was shooting a 7.62 Mauser that my dad had sporterized and iron sights, and I shot him, broke his hip, but knocked him down. And
right.
I sat for a while, and he was still in there, so I got out and went down. And when I got up about 5 yards from him, he jumped up and started dragging himself with his front legs worked good, but it broke his back hips, and he drug himself. I started chasing him, and finally I decided, well, I'm not going to be able to shoot him this way, so I stopped, and then he finally stopped, and I shot him again.
See, it always takes Red 2 shots. Me, I'm a one
yeah,
shot.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
that
go to our
old days.
Yeah, let's go to our good friend Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. Alan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good today, Scott. How are y'all?
We're doing good. So, Alan, you remember your first buck?
Oh no, I don't. I was sitting here just thinking about it. I was wondering if you remember your first hog.
Well, I do remember my first hog, and that was at Lone Star Hunts for
right,
me last December, and just a great, great hog hunt. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. But I'm telling you, 8-9 hour drive from Denver. Depending on the speed limit you like, and you can be down there. Great lodging, great food, Lone Star Hunts, and again, just a great time. We're looking forward to our next hunt there in December with Alan. So how's it been over the last few weeks hunting?
Oh, we've been good. We just finished up lunch with a group of hunters that are here this weekend, and they've headed back out. They've killed 2 pigs already today, and there's 3 hunters out, and oh, we ought to get several more killed today.
Wow, and you said this morning we were talking, you said they were from Denver as well.
Yes, they are.
Well, that's great.
A large group of people from that area.
Yes, sir. International Sportsman's Expo will be coming up here in January, and we'll be talking about that as more as the date gets closer. But Alan's always there, Lone Star Hunts. Now, just being honest with you, he's booked till next fall, okay? But if you want to get in on this, because I'm telling you, once January comes and he gets to the ISC, you'll be booking for 2017. So get in touch with Alan. It's Lone Star Hunts, 940-636-1990. 940-636-1990. And I was talking with Alan a little bit this morning, and here's basically the deal for their cabin stay, which, and Alan, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but that's basically they supply their own food there for the cabin stay.
Yes, sir.
And it's $750, and you get 4 hogs, and those are 150 pounds or less. If you shoot a 200-pound hog, that counts as 2, all right? But we have added something special for our listeners for Sportsman of Colorado. You book it, tell Alan you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado, you'll get an extra hog that's 100 pounds or less with your booking. So now you got 5 hogs if you stay under that 150 pounds. So that's a great value for you, but you got to call now and get in on this, because I'm telling you, International Sportsman's Expo is very, very good for him, and he will be booked. So, Red, talk about your experience there when we went down there last December.
Well, you know, we started out the first morning in blinds, and, you know, and just as soon as it got light, there were hogs coming into the area where I was, and I picked out a light-colored hog. They're all kind of colors, because mm-hmm. they interbreed with domestic hogs and Russian boars and all kinds of stuff. So I got to shoot one that morning from my stand. And you know, Scott, I've got a 1952 Winchester pre-64 30-30, and I'd never have killed anything with it. It's a good shooter, and I really wanted to take the hogs with it 30-30, and so I was about 80 yards, I guess, from the hogs, and one shot knocked
out.
Now,
last week
down.
It was 60 yards.
Yeah, well,
now it's 80 yards.
Well, you see, I've been down in Texas. I've been getting my
yards.
Culture back, yeah. You know. And stuff, but the funnest part of the whole hunt was after we had shot, you know, a hog or two from the blinds, then Alan's son comes in one of those Kawasaki mules, and we got in that, and we drove over the property until we found a big group of hogs in the brush, and we got out, and the hogs busted and ran every direction, and you know, you got this yell down inside your throat, you're like, yee-haw, that you're just wanting to scream, and I busted one with my 30-30, and it was a big hog, 296 pounds or something like that. And so, you know, it's just fabulous. It's fantastic hunting. And but, you know, one of the best parts about the whole hunt is Alan's cooking. We stayed in the lodge, and Alan cooked for us. And I'm telling you what, now you talk about good meals, you know, good accommodations, great meals. And then the hunt, it was exciting. It was get your adrenaline pumping, you know, it was that kind of hunt.
So, Alan, you probably have a lot of guys bringing a lot of different weapons out there. What do you mostly see out there as far as guys bringing what weapon out there for hog hunting?
Oh, you got your 7 mags and your 308s, and we do ask you bring a rifle bigger than a 243 because the hawks are a little bit harder to kill than people think they are.
Yes.
And, you can wound them, and they'll keep running and running and running. So we ask that you bring a rifle a little bit bigger, 243 or bigger. And, we've got the quickly guns. Just a wide range of type of guns people bring. And everybody brings a handgun. We have a lot of people kill a pig with a handgun.
I'm thinking about bringing mine this time.
Y'all are supposed to be planning on coming down here in about a month or so, aren't you?
Yes, sir, we are. And we are excited about it already. Of course, Alan, when you shoot as good as Scott and I do, you can bring we could bring a .22, shoot them right in the eyeball and get their brain, and hey, they're down, but you got to be a good shot, you can't just be average, you got to be exceptional.
Again, you left Alan speechless.
Yeah, he did. Right. He didn't say anything.
Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. Check out their website, lonestarhunts.com. Again, their number, 940-636-1990. You can get on the internet, you can see a lot of different places. You don't know anything about them. I'm telling you, fully endorse Alan. Don't take a chance on going somewhere and not having good hogs or not having a good place to stay. We 100% endorse him, and just a great place. Get a few guys to go down, share some gas, and it is a great, great value. So you got $750 now for the 4 hogs in the cabin, and then if they want to stay in the ranch house and have you do all the cooking, where are we at on that price-wise?
That's going to be $950, and I also will do that same special. You can kill the same number of pigs, 4 pigs that weigh 150 pounds or less, and then if you do offer the sportsman's acknowledgement,
okay,
that I'll still give you that extra pig in the ranch house too.
Well, that's a fair value. So $750 to stay in the cabin, and again, this is really nice. We've seen it. You can stay there. You do your own cooking. If you want Alan to be your chef, $950, and this is a very nice ranch house, very nice accommodations. You get your 4 pigs, 150 pounds or less, and if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you get that extra pig that's 100 pounds or less. And Red, Josh, real quick, had that meat processed that he didn't yet, and you've eaten it.
And I've eaten it.
And it was awesome.
It was very good. He took it down to a processor down in Weatherford, Texas, and did it. And they not only have been eating it all, but they've been giving it to their church members and stuff, and everybody says they just loved it. It was great. So
good.
So you not only get to hunt, but you get you some meat, too.
Absolutely.
Say, Alan, let me ask you this. What if I came up and wanted to get more than 4 hogs or 2 big hogs. Do you have a price on what it costs for those?
Yeah, it runs about $150 for a 150-pound pig or less, or $300 for something over 150 pounds.
Okay, so if a guy wants to spend the money, he can come and just shoot them up.
By the time you're through, everybody pretty well gets, if they're hunting for 4 meat hogs, they're going to pretty well get that.
Yeah.
Unless you're just a real bad shot. I mean, we get a good group of people down here, and we've met a lot of good people like you all, and the people here this weekend are just wonderful. We have a real good group of people who come here.
Well, that's great, Alan. Again, man, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you in December and then in January at the International Sportsman's Expo. If you want part of this, I'm telling you, you're going to wait till he gets here at the International Sportsman's Expo, and he's going to tell you he's booked till 2017. Call now, 940-636-1990. Mention Sportsman of Colorado. Get that 5th hog, 100 pounds or less, absolutely free. Just tell them if you want to stay in the cabin or the ranch house, and they'll take good care of you. So, Alan, thank you so much, my friend, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, we'll see y'all in a little over a month.
All right, sounds great. That's Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. The website, again, lonestarhunts.com. Let's go to the phones real quick. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, I was listening to John Rush's show driving into the studio and heard Kevin mention our show as well. And you said you'd been out scouting. Where you been? Kevin, you with us?
Yep. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead, bud.
We were up by Walden in Calgary up there. And I think it's the Independence Mountains up there.
Okay.
And got ourselves stuck on the backside of the mountain with mud and then a 4-wheel drive that wasn't going to work very well. But we were just looking for some land that we could go ahead and try to find a leftover tag for because we didn't get to draw this year. And So we're looking at up there, and we're looking really hard in 7 and 171. Then at the end of the day, we went to check to see if there are tags, and those are all gone. So they said 6 and 116, I think, or 161.
161, yeah.
Yeah. Because so we looked up there.
Yeah, we hung around that Walden area, too, there. What's that little town? Rand.
Rand.
Right out
Rand,
of
Rand, down south then. Yeah. I'm 14, I think it is.
Yeah, Snow Owl Mountain, I know, is right beside our lodge.
Oh.
I believe that's. Or Owl Mountain. Is it just Owl Mountain?
Owl, yeah.
I think it's just Owl Mountain.
Owl Ranch or something like that down there, too.
Okay, yeah, but a great area. Needless to say, in muzzle loading season, it was very warm. So, But did you see some animals there?
Well, we saw deer. We saw moose. That was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Some antelope. No elk, of course.
Well, we have heard that the elk have moved down and they're in that area now, and they've been having some good hunts in there.
Well, that's awesome. I look forward to that. So you like to hunt in Texas too, huh?
Yes.
Well, you know, both of us are from Texas, and not that you could tell from our speech, but we've done a lot of hunting down in there, and still, and we've both got family. And so we go back occasionally, and just like this for this hog hunt, and my son lives in Weatherford, Texas, and we go down and do a little whitetail hunting. So, you know, we don't care where we go if there's something to shoot.
Well, in Texas, my experience down there was the whitetail are little down there.
Oh no, they're like a dog with horns, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it depends on the area you go. I got to hunt down a little west of Corpus Christi in a county called Duval County, and I'm telling you, they still grow some monster bucks down there. And I 40 years ago, I got to go hunting down there and really killed some nice bucks.
Oh, come on, you're not that old. So 40 years.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm getting decrepit, you know.
Uh-oh.
Well, Kevin, hey man, we appreciate you listening, and anytime you want to.
I've never been told to call us on the telephone or on a radio station before, so I figured I better do that today.
Oh, absolutely, man. Well, thanks for listening to Drive Radio and John Rush and his crew there, and thanks for listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
I enjoy it. Stay on the air, please.
All right, we sure will.
Okay.
We're up against another break. You're listening to Sports from Colorado. If you've been out and want to tell us any stories, a successful hunt, our lines are open. We've got Brad Haddock's going to be joining us here momentarily with a lasting memory taxidermy and Paul Morgan. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit AcademyRoofingInc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
John Rush during the Afternoon Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We'll be talking with Brad Haddix here momentarily with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Paul Morgan talking a little about CCW classes and some training Paul does in shooting. Well, let's go to the phones real quick. And Austin Parr, discount fishing tackle store there on Santa Fe. And Austin, I know you're in the store, so we won't keep you but a few minutes. But, man, you just posted a picture of you on Facebook with a fish. Where did you catch that?
Man, I've been fortunate enough to have some private leases that I am taking folks on out by Brighton. We're doing a bunch of waterfowl blasts and bass casting trips out there.
Wow, man, I'm telling you, that's been great.
All right, just sign us up. Austin, you know, we're ready.
So can
Absolutely.
Big old bass.
So now your guiding trips, is that mainly just on Chatfield?
No.
Or can you take us to any of these?
Yeah, recently I've been able to add these lakes out by Brighton, and they are just south of Brighton, north of E-470 out there, and I have a couple of lakes I can fish as well as duck hunt on, and I can do hunting trips on these lakes and individual fishing trips as well, and that's been awesome for me lately.
Okay, and when you say hunting trips, you're talking about
waterfowl.
Waterfowl, okay.
Yep.
Boy, that's awesome. How's it been for waterfowl so far?
Been really good out in that area. So I was out, 2 days ago now, and we killed 30 by 8 o'clock, five-man limit. So that was really, really good out there, and then went out and caught a bunch of fish. There's a lot of ducks working in the area. There are a lot of local birds. The big migrator flocks haven't really come in yet, but killing a good mixed bag, a lot of gadwalls, a lot of widgeons, a few mallards here and there.
Now, if somebody wants to book like a morning hunt with you, what would that run for waterfowl?
Yeah, right now we're doing cast and blast type deal. We're doing $200 a gun for a half day.
$200 a gun. That's a fair price,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
That's a great
yep.
price.
That's good.
And that's everything included. I'm setting the decoys. I got my pup sitting right next to me right now, the one that's going to be doing all the retrieving, and then obviously the fishing afterwards.
So let's talk about the store a little bit, Discount Fishing Tackle. Again, great store. And you know what? If you've lived around Denver for a long time, and if you're like me, a lot of times you see these landmark stores, been there forever, but you hardly ever go in them. Or if it's been a long time since you've been in Discount Fishing Tackle, I highly recommend that you go in. I'm telling you, you will not find a larger selection of about everything you could ever need if you're a fisherman.
Absolutely. We have a ton of stuff down here, and we are just in the midst of getting a lot of our ice fishing orders in as well down here. So if anybody's looking for a really, really good, complete ice fishing selection, we're going to be having the best one we've ever had down here.
Yeah, and, you know, Austin, I was in with a buddy of mine from Texas last month, and I just really want to thank you for all the good help that you gave us. He came up from Texas and stayed with us, and he was for a few days, and then he was going down to another friend down around Trinidad and fished the Purgatory River down there, and he told you where he was going to be fishing, and I'm telling you, you recommended a bunch of different flies, and I forget how many that he bought, but it was it was a whole pocket full of them, and he had a blast. He called me while he was down there. He said, man, he is catching fish left and right, and then I just was down in Texas and got to see him again, and he wanted to express his thanks to you for all the good flies and stuff that you recommended for him.
I'm glad everything worked out well with that. That's the whole idea down here, is the fact that, you know, not only do we have the big selection, but we have the staff and the knowledgeable staff down here to really help people get dialed in. You know, we don't just want to sell people stuff. We want to help people catch fish.
Well,
and,
you know,
that's really what we're here for.
And Brad, you can probably, you know, you go in some of these box stores today, they got people, they're just filling, you know, where they need them to work. One day they may be over in fishing, the next day they may be in archery, and the guy doesn't even know anything, or the girl doesn't know anything about archery.
Yep.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating.
It is great to walk in a store, ask somebody a question, and have the confidence that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why you ask a question, because you don't know yourself. You want somebody that's in the department to be able to answer questions for you. You know,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And all of us down here, you know, not only do we all fish, but the majority of us guide down here. You know, I'm out on Chatfield a whole bunch, Cherry Creek, Pueblo, I head up north here and there. I really have the idea of what's going on, not only conventionally, but fly fishing. One of our other guides down here, Peter Leonard, does a ton of the fly fishing, and he really is super knowledgeable about all things fly fishing, especially on the Platte. Anybody looking for Cheeseman Canyon advice, Peter is the man to talk to about that. And, you know, like I said, we really like to help our customers not only get outfitted properly, but use that stuff to be able to catch fish.
And, you know, Austin, one thing I appreciate is that you're the kind of guy, you've got the kind of character that a family can go with you and their kids, and everything is going to be just sterling, you know. And
everything's going to be taken care of. We'll have a great time.
Yes, and it's a great thing for individuals or to take your whole family on, and we highly recommend Austin Parr.
Well, I appreciate that, guys.
So, Austin, putting you on the spot a bit, can we offer some kind of little Sportsman of Colorado special for anybody that comes in this week and needs to buy some equipment?
Absolutely. If anybody's coming in right now, we'd be happy to offer a 20% discount if anybody mentions Sportsman of Colorado through next Saturday.
All right, let's do that. 20% off, discount fishing tackle. They're located at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive in Denver. The number at the store, 303-698-2550. Again, that's 303-698-2550. Now, if you want to book a trip with Austin, you can reach him there, or you can reach him at 303-514-5546. That's 303-514-5546. And I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I talked to Kevin Flesh yesterday. Red just got back in town, but I do want to book a trip with you really pretty quick here, and let's get
Absolutely.
Out and catch some fish. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, I was out yesterday, and the crappie are biting right now. So we weren't focusing on the bass as much yesterday. We were getting a whole bunch of crappie and a bunch of eater-sized crappie, as well as some bigger fish, too. So love to take you guys out and do some of that as well.
All right. Well, Austin, I'll let you get back to work and take care of your customers. Thanks for taking a few minutes today.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
And, Red, I mean, honestly, I have not met a young man like him.
Yes.
I mean, and you know, in this industry, I mean, just a great guy, very knowledgeable, and I promise you, he will take great care of you, in every way.
You
so
know what's aggravating though, Scott, is that
he knows so
he
much.
Is so young.
I know.
You know, he's 22 or 23, something like that, and he is an expert in all this stuff.
Yes.
And when I was 22 or 23, I wasn't an expert in anything except chewing bubble gum, you know, something like that. But this guy is knowledgeable, and he is really, really good at what he does.
No, absolutely. Paul Morgan in studio with us. Paul hadn't been on in a while. Paul, you got into teaching some classes now with CCW, so tell us a little bit about your background and qualifications and things like that.
Well, I'm actually I got a pretty full plate, so I do a lot of one-on-one training, and I'm also a service officer for VFW 9644, which is actually next to Outdoorsman's Attic. So
right.
Yeah.
You guys can stop by, but I'm an NRA instructor for pistol, rifle, shotgun, family firearm safety, personal protection in the home, personal protection outside the home, and I'm a chief range safety officer. So those are all the certifications that I got for it, and we're just really enjoy like teaching one-on-one and introducing people to the skills they need for what they need.
And talk about training. I think that's something that, you know, all of us don't get to do as much as we should do, but why is training so important once someone maybe gets their permit?
You're never truly prepared for or maxed out on your own development on what's going to happen. So first and foremost, we have a responsibility for safety, and then we need to have the knowledge, skills, and attitude to handle ourselves in those situations. So I think a lot of times people take a small amount of information and then try to build on that, and it may be the wrong information. And, you know, there's things that people can do, like, you know, they can take a class and get what they need to be more prepared. They can get into competition, shooting, and I don't know how many stories you guys have had where maybe someone didn't go verify their zero for hunting, and you know, or didn't know their max limitation for what they trained for, and end up didn't get a hog that they wanted or something. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, Scott, things are so much different than the culture is so much different from when you and I grew up. You know, you and I grew up. When we was old enough to carry one, we were shooting BB guns, and then graduated to pellet rifles, and then 22s, and we had places, and we knew people where we could go shoot and practice, and it was a different culture. You, you didn't have to have as much training because you were seeing it, you were being around it. But our culture's changed nowadays, and kids growing up don't have that.
Right.
And so training is essential, and learning how to do it right and to be safe. You're going to appreciate that when you get out in the field somewhere and there's other guys out there hunting and they have to correct you because you're not handling your gun safe or something like that. And so training is essential.
Mm-hmm. So what do you go over in your classes just for your basic CCW?
I go over mainly safety and gun handling, parts, pieces, cleaning, storage, ammo. And then the main key that I really like to hit is safety and the mentality. I think you gotta have knowledge, skills, and attitude for the application that we're gonna go shooting for. And I think that's really the main part that I wanna hit on.
Right. And you also do some things with some competition and some long range shooting.
Yeah, I do different types of competition. I've tried a lot of stuff. I've done USPSA, I've done long range rifle, and I'm actually training for a three gun championship for next year through SoCo three gun. So I really encourage people to do competition because it's putting you under a stressful situation. Under the clock, and in order to make those essential hits, and that translates directly into hunting applications or your defensive applications, because you don't always get that perfect moment. Mm-hmm. So when you have that opportunity arise, and you've trained how to slow your heart rate down and get those essential shots, that's really important.
816-617-6035. Now I know the 816.
Yes, but I do live local. In Denver.
He does live in Denver.
I live in Denver.
Okay. We'll call 816-617-6035. Tell Paul you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, and here's what he's going to do. $80 for a class. If you'd like to get your permit, all you have to do is call, mention Sportsman of Colorado, and you'll get that for $80. And that's 816-617-6035. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. When we come back, talk with Brad Haddix, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. You can check out his website, alastingmemorytaxidermy.com. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Well, it's time for the best savings of the year at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have a great selection of new and used cars and the lowest prices anywhere. Here's an example, a 2015 Silverado Crew Cab. $8,000 off and 0% for 60 months, plus 10% over book for your trade. LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Wake up.
with Steve Curtis, weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We want to thank all of our guests today, Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. Again, if you want in on that hog hunting special, you got to call Alan now, 940-636-1990. LoneStarHunts.com is the website. But you'll get an extra hog in with that $750 package of 100 pounds or less just by mentioning Sportsman of Colorado. So that'll give you a total of 5 hogs. So let Alan know. And Austin Parr, discount fishing tackle, 20% off all this week through next Saturday. Just go in the store, get what you want, tell them you heard them on Sportsman of Colorado, and get 20% off of your entire purchase. So that's a great value there. Brad Haddock's A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Only taxidermy for Sportsman of Colorado. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. Thank you.
Hey, man. I'll tell you what. We got a couple of bucks back from you recently, and I'm telling you, incredible.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had mine for about a month, maybe a month and a half, and I'm telling you, it's the biggest buck that I've ever killed, and it's just a beautiful mount. And my daughter fell in love with it. And she lives in our basement, and she claimed it, and now it's hanging on her wall down in her
basement.
So
you have to go downstairs and visit your own deer.
That's exactly what I have to do. I took a guy down there today. I said, man, I got to show you this buck I killed. I said, it's gorgeous. And they said, well, where is it? I said, well, it's downstairs. So I had to walk down and see it down there. But, boy, Brad did a great job on it.
No, I'm telling you, just incredible. What really you see a lot of work out there, and we were just talking before the show. One of our friends had some stuff done in Africa, didn't come back too well. What really are good characteristics of a good taxidermist?
There's so much, my goodness. Just somebody that – you want somebody that wants to do it, that wants to recreate actually what you see out in the field. You want to see a beautiful mount. The eyes, the ear positioning, the antler placement. There's so many different things that go into it that people, oh, I'm just going to have this guy mount it. He's $200 cheaper, $100 cheaper, whatever. Well, you get what you pay for.
Right.
There's just so many things to it, and I'm the type of person, I'm kind of a perfectionist. I mean, like with your guys' $2 that you brought to me last year, I didn't give you guys special treatment. I do the same thing for you guys as I do for everybody else that walks in the door.
No, I mean, I've seen your work hanging in there for people I don't even know.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's good taxidermy, and there's terrible taxidermy, and there's average taxidermy. It's, you know, what you want to put on the wall. I mean, you're taking that animal that you kill that's got this special moment in your head, and you're going to look back at that, and you want to reflect on it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, your customer, or not your customers, but your friends, Ted and Nicole, you know, they got something, they spent all that money, and they are absolutely disappointed. And it's like, and how many times are you going to go to Africa? And how many times are you going to, when you do go to Africa, you're going to shoot that same type of animal, that trophy, with a bow and arrow? You know, they were archery hunters.
Right.
They're sick about it. They spent all that money, and they're like, oh, my goodness. And we were so excited to get it back. I mean, they were at my shop. Ted brought his elk that he killed, and he wanted to pick the antlers to show it off. And like, yeah, we're so excited we're going to get our stuff back from Africa. And then all of a sudden I saw the Facebook post.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Then Nicole messaged me, Brad, can you help us here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to come over and see what I can do. But, you know, you spend all that money to pay for it over there, and then you got to come back, and then you need somebody to come and fix it.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. You got to do your research. When you go on your hunts, your guided hunts, do your research. Not only you do the research to find a good guide, an outfitter, you need to do your research to find a good taxidermist.
Absolutely. A Lasting Memory Taxidermy.com. Brad's number, 303-944-5003. Again, 303-944-5003. Now, I can just imagine the last few weeks you've had some people bring in some things that weren't in as good a shape as you needed them to be. Let's talk about a couple. I love just talking about mistakes people make because that helps us.
One that came in this week, this guy brought two animals. He brought an elk hide and another person, and he also brought a black buck hide in. The black buck hide was fine. The elk hide, he let it air dry. And air drying is basically you leave it open and the air gets to it and it dries. Well, that doesn't allow, like when I get a hide in, I'll flesh it all, get all the meat, get all the fat, all the tendons off, and then I salt it. If you let that air dry and that meat dries before that salt can penetrate that meat, you can get slipping on your hide where the hair falls out. So, and I won't know until it gets to the tannery if that hide's going to make it or not. And then, especially if it's warm weather, everything goes a lot faster. You know, bacteria grows faster. Your hair falls out faster. So that's one instance. Do not let your animal air dry. Skin it the best you can. Flush it best you can. If you're afraid of cutting it, fold it back skin to skin. And then put it in a game bag. Don't put it in a plastic bag. People were bringing me stuff in plastic bags. And granted, it's cooling down, so it's not as bad. But when it was hot, I mean, it just, those bags hold in the heat. And then most of the time they're black. And then they're in the back of the truck. Then that sun hits that, and you just create more heat. Right. And then in the back of a truck, don't put it over the muffler system. Have a barrier between the muffler system and a cooler or something, because that muffler system creates heat. Then you got the sun heat. Then you got in a black plastic bag. It just, so many things can go wrong and very quickly. They're like, oh, it's just been since this morning. Well, you know how this Colorado sun is.
Sure.
It's hot. And 4 hours will ruin something. It very well can. The other thing, a guy brought in two deer hides and... Oh, I salted them for you. I'm like, I hope you didn't really salt them unless you flushed everything. Oh, yeah, there's just a little bit by the hind quarter. There's some meat and some fat on it. He got rock salt that you buy in the 50-pound bag and dumped that in and over the deer and then threw it in a bag. So when I opened up that bag, it was all the water from the salt pulling, but there were 2 to 3 inches of meat and fat left throughout that whole hide. And then in some areas where the salt got to it, where it's thin enough, the meat had dried, because that's what the salt does. It dries out the hide. The meat had dried on there, and I had to grab that meat and try to pull it off. In some spots I could pull it off, and sometimes I couldn't. So very well that stuff could go bad. I don't know until I get it to the tannery, and the tannery calls me, hey, Brad, we've got these issues. So, I mean, that goes with just back hides, your capes, anything and everything, mm-hmm. you know.
And if you have questions, I called Brad live from the field one day to ask him some questions. Didn't do any good because I still messed up a little bit, just to be honest, but he'll help you. So give him a call. Again, all your big game, waterfowl, fish, I mean, anything that you want mounted, basically he can do it for you. And again, you know, you spend all the money going and getting prepared and getting the right rifle, ammo, archery, whatever the case may be. Don't cheapen out just because somebody may be a few dollars less on the taxidermy. Again, this is a memory going to be forever, and that's why I love the name of his shop, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy, 303-944-5003. Man, our time is gone for today. Paul, thank you.
Thank
Brad,
you, Scott.
Thank you as well. Again, Lone Star Hunts, 940-636-1990, LoneStarHunts.com. Call, mention Sportsman of Colorado. You'll get an extra hog, and that special for $750, give you a total of 5 hogs. Also, Austin Parr, discount fishing tackle, 2645 South Santa Fe Drive here in Denver. The number of the store there, 303-698-2550. 20% off all this week through next Saturday if you just mention Sportsman of Colorado. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Whatley. Have a great weekend.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.